This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with, basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have a somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional? Yes, you are. Go ahead and admit it. You're an exceptional American. It's okay. You can be out and proud. It's called winning. By the way, speaking of winning, when I woke up this morning, Donald J. Trump was still your president, Nancy Pelosi. But I know you're still going to try and dethrone him, right? Right. So anyway, we've got a lot to go. I'm just saying it's all Nancy. Why did I bring up that name, right? Somebody is going to pour some water on her pretty soon. I'm shrieking. And things will happen, right? The Wicked Witch of the West. No. Have some more water on that forehead, Nancy. Get rid of those wrinkles around your eyes. No stretch marks here. No tugging it back. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 and Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com and NCS51. NCS51, we're growing it. I'll tell you, you want to go to the calendar feature and pick out where you're going to go this weekend or whatever, you're going to visit some of the town halls that are going on all throughout the state, north, south, east, and west in the new California. And these town halls are starting to burge out big time. You know, it's kind of interesting. In the last hour, we were talking about significant crime escalation being seen by district attorneys.
Ah.
Well, in areas served by district attorneys that were very progressive. Bill Barr out there pounding on his chest again. Kind of interesting, isn't it, Bill Barr? You know, he's a very interesting dude, in my opinion, Bill Barr. I like him. I like him a lot. We'll be mentioning him a little bit later, I think. Well, tomorrow, basically, it's what's going to happen today. What's he going to announce today? And, of course, the big thing that's really kind of out there right now is the everybody says it's big. I think it's bigger than in a different direction more than anything else. And I think that that's the election last night, the election results. And I'm looking at Drudge now. I don't go to Drudge much anymore. I really don't. Drudge has decidedly turned to the left. I mean, that's a problem. I know they're trying to win it back because they're losing market share because people are going, you know, they turn left. And, you know, in this environment, turning left is not a good idea. It really isn't. No. Especially if you've been on the right side of things forever. And by a stalwart, you know, right-sided minded news outlet, old school, completely old school. All you show is links and some pictures now. Used to be back in the day you didn't find any pictures or diagram. But now you do. The big thing, though, is what's happening with Roger Stone. Roger Stone. Yep. You know, the Roger Stone that was part of advising Trump for years. And remember the prosecutors involved. They charged him with a crime, lying to a federal prosecutor. It was they had a complete setup for him, of course. This whole thing with these FBI agents do where they set you up for perjury traps and things. So they say he lied and all this other good stuff. You got to remember that in this case, it was all Robert Mueller people, right? The whole farce, this is, again, the Russiagate farce business. And Roger Stone is one of the guys who got caught up in that. They deliberately set him up. I mean, they set him up in the arrest. They called CNN, and CNN had their people out there in front. Remember all this stuff at night? And he shows up in his robe like, hey, what's up? We're taking you in, dude. You know, they're all with machine guns around his house. Like, you know, it's just full flex for the cameras, of course. Staged events basically to make this guy's life miserable. And so anyway... Trump slammed, this is what happens. The judge in this whole case, of course, is an Obamaite, right? They bring about the prosecution, and of course the prosecution, the prosecutors are all from Robert Mueller. Nice, trustworthy folks, right? You know they're lying, and they're scumbags. Oh, did I say that? Anyway, trial team quits Roger Stone case in dispute over sentence. Good. Get rid of those guys. The prosecuting trial team, right? Says four lawyers who prosecuted Roger Stone quit the case after the Justice Department overruled them and said it would take the extraordinary step of lowering the amount of prison time it would seek for President Trump's longtime ally and confidant. But first of all, he should never be here. There's really no there except they make up the rules, the regulations, and they make up all the different things about what, you know, what he can step into and lie about and say he's a liar. That's what they're doing. It says that the departures on Tuesdays raise immediate questions over whether Trump, who earlier in the day had blasted the original sentencing recommendation as very horrible and unfair, had at least indirectly exerted his will on a Justice Department that he often views as an arm of the White House. I don't think he needs to view the Justice Department as an arm of the White House. You got a guy who's pretty reasonable and sees common sense legal things that have to happen, and that's Bill Barr. and he's realized, and you know, it's just the evidence is there. And we were all saying about this evidence before Barr even stepped in. It was so obvious that there was something criminal about the investigation. It says the department insisted the decision to undo the sentencing recommendation was made Monday night before Trump's tweet and prosecuted. By the way, there's stories out there before this that the Justice Department had threatened to do this, to lower the sentence. So the connect the dot for Trump is not really there, and that's pretty obvious. And prosecutors had not spoken to the White House about it. Even so, the departures of the entire trial team broke open a simmering dispute over the punishment of a Trump ally whose case has long captured the Republican president's attention. Well, that's because it was a setup by Robert Mueller. Hello? And where is that Mueller case today? Shocking. It's nowhere. Shocking. Shocking. The four attorneys, including two who were earlier members of the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia team, comprised the entire Justice Department trial team that won convictions against Stone last fall.
Really?
Yeah, of course they did.
They won convictions.
Each had signed onto a Monday sentencing memo that recommended between 7 to 9 years in prison for Stone, who was convicted of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstructing the House investigation into whether the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia to tip the 2016 election. None lent their names to a Tuesday memo that called the original recommendation excessive.
Really?
The departures leave in limbo the resolution of a case that has once one of the signature prosecutions of Mueller's team. Cut to the heart of his mission. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
We're talking about Roger Stone right now, and the prosecutor's walking off the case. Good. I mean, this whole thing stinks. Right. They come in and they've got no charges against the guy, really. They have to make it up as they go. And they finally, you know, level some charges and they get a judge who is very, very suspect in her behavior towards this whole thing. So you can see that the Obama criminal justice system is working against Roger Stone. Everybody sees it. It's obvious. It's obvious what's going on. And now all of a sudden they're shocked that the Justice Department steps in, a Justice Department that's a completely different Justice Department than when they started this whole criminal trial, and a Justice Department that has been watching these clowns out of Mueller's team, you know, orchestrate this with a leftist progressive judge right out of Obama. So they're looking at this going, no, there's, first of all, there's no case. There was no reason to bring the trial together, and they all orchestrated it. So, listen, we have said you can convict a ham sandwich. You can indict and convict a ham sandwich. Roger Stone's the ham sandwich here. That's what it is. Says the departures leave in limbo the resolution of a case that was once a signature prosecutions of Mueller's team and that cut to the heart of its mission to determine whether the Trump team had access to non-public information about Democratic emails hacked by Russian operatives provided by WikiLeaks. By the way, WikiLeaks is WikiLeaks. It's WikiLeaks. It's leaked. It's out there. This is the silliness of this, if you stop and think about it. Trump was back on the attack Tuesday, slamming the original sentencing recommendation and questioning the judge overseeing the Stone case. And by early Wednesday, he had tweeted a congratulation to Attorney General Barr for taking charge of a case that was totally out of control and perhaps should not have been brought, suggesting the prosecutors had gone rogue. We're not suggesting it. We're saying, yes, that happened. What's the surprise here? There is no surprise. See, you have to go back and put yourself in the place of that whole drama that we're going through with the Mueller investigation, which turned out to be zero zip, not a nothing. Barr, the Justice Department leader, has been a steady ally of the president since taking the position. Barr last year cleared the president of obstruction of justice even when Mueller had pointedly declined to do so. So what? Who's Mueller? He's a special prosecuting hack and has declared that the FBI's Russia investigation, which resulted in charges against Stone, had been based on bogus narrative. There you go. This is not a surprise. But it's a surprise to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck E. Schumer. They're going to investigate it now. Good luck. It's unclear what sentence the department will ultimately seek. A new sentencing memo filed Tuesday evening indicated that the original recommendation was too harsh but proposed no specific punishment of its own. That's because guess who's going to get rid of that sentence? That's going to be Donald J. Trump. It's going to pardon him. A Justice Department official and said authorities decided to step in and seek a shorter sentence because they had been taken by surprise by the initial recommendation. The person who was not authorized to discuss the matter publicly and spoke on the condition of anonymity, said prosecutors had told the department to expect a recommendation for a shorter sentence. In the revised sentencing memo, Justice Department officials argued that the initial recommendation could be considered excessive and unwarranted under the circumstances, but also said they would defer to the court. It is extremely rare for the Justice Department's leaders to reverse the decisions of its own prosecutors on a sentencing recommendation, particularly after the recommendation has been submitted to the court. A mass exodus from a case is also rare, though the Talmud did conjure an episode from last summer when Justice Department lawyers abruptly left a lawsuit over whether a citizenship question could be added to the census. Mm-hmm. The day of upheaval began with a morning tweet from Trump that the Stone case was a miscarriage of justice. He later told reporters he didn't speak to Justice Department officials, though he said he could if he wanted. I have the absolute right to do so. I stay out of things to a degree that people wouldn't believe, but I didn't speak to them, Trump said. Hours after the Trump tweet, the Justice Department official called the original recommendation extreme and grossly disproportionate to Stone's crimes and said it would file a new sentencing memo. The departure began soon after Aaron Zelinsky, a Mueller team member, quit the case and his job in Washington with plans to return to his position as a federal prosecutor in Baltimore, Maryland, there you go, where there's real crime going on, even with the FBI. Oh, my God, in the Justice Department. And Mueller knows that, right? Sure, Mueller knows that. That's where Mueller, that's where he got his best corrupt officials to investigate. Baltimore. Barr knows that. Everybody knows that. Another earlier Mueller team, Adam Jed, also withdrew from his case, or from the case. His status at the Justice Department was unclear. Another federal prosecutor in Washington, Michael Morando, withdrew from the case. And a fourth trial team member, Jonathan Kravis, resigned his position as an assistant U.S. attorney. Sentencing decisions are ultimately up to the judge, who in this case may decide with the original recommendation. U.S. Judge Amy Berman Jackson. She is the one. She's a repeatedly scolded Stone for his out-of-court behavior, which included a social media post he made of the judge with what appeared to be crosshairs of a gun. Roger. Come on, brother. Come on, brother. Meanwhile, Democrats decried the decision with Senate Minority Leader Chuck E. Schumer, calling for an investigation by the Justice Department Inspectors General. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said it would be a blatant abuse of power if Justice Department leadership intervened on Trump's behalf. Blatant, he said. Well, speaking of abuses of power, how blatant was that impeachment? Hello. Doing so would send an unmistakable message that President Trump will protect those who lie to Congress to cover up his own misconduct. Federal prosecutors also recently softened their sentencing position on Flynn, saying they would not. Now, listen, this is an active, aggressive case against the sentencing because why? The panties are down. The federal panties are down. All thongs are down. I don't know what I'm saying. That's just a bad visual. Nancy Pelosi in a thong. No, that's well, you know how it goes. In the initial memorandum Monday evening, prosecutors asked for Stone to serve between 87 and 108 months in federal prison, which they said was consistent with federal guidelines. Such a sentence would send a message to deter others who might consider lying, obstructing a congressional probe, or tampering with the witnesses, they said. Stone's actions were not a one-off mistake in judgment, in that he decided to double and triple down on his criminal conduct by tampering with a witness for months in order to make his obstruction would be more successful. Stone has denied wrongdoing and criticized the case against him as politically motivated. He's right. Okay, enough of this hogwash, right? No, you know, I think I had it wrong. it's not Nancy Pelosi in the thong. It's, you know, Adam Schiff. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. Speaking of states that are on the right track, though, South Dakota becomes latest state to allow concealed handguns without permits. Shocking. South Dakota has become the latest state to remove permit requirements for gun owners to carry and conceal their weapons. The state's new Republican governor, Kristi Noem, signed SB 47 into law Thursday. That was last week. Because this is Wednesday. The time is flying, right? The legislation permits residents to legally carry a firearm concealed on their person so long as they are allowed to possess one. The bill passed the state Senate by 23-11 vote and the state House by a vote of 47-23, report said. In a tweet, Noem said the law reflects the vision of the founding fathers and protects Second Amendment gun rights.
That's what's going to happen in New California, folks, right there. Criminals won't have guns. Law-abiding citizens will. What is this? They have a little thing. Hey, liberals, owning a gun is a responsible thing to do? Okay. Our founding fathers, this is from the story, our founding fathers believed so firmly in our right to bear arms that they enshrined it into the Constitution, the governor tweeted. The constitutional carry legislation will further protect the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding South Dakotans. Right? That's from her tweet, by the way. Okay, there's a little, one of these STEM links here says, hey, liberals, owning a gun is a responsible thing to do. Where's this from? I got to click on it. I just have to see this. It's not co-op. Oh, here we go. Well, this is from, who is this from? Tim Schmidt, right? Tim Schmidt. Ah, from the Concealed Carry Association. When President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence take the stage to address the National Rifles in Dallas on Friday, is this going to happen? What's the date here? Oh, this is May 4th. Okay, this is an article back from May 4th. As support of the Second Amendment of our Constitution, President Trump has promised to protect Americans' right to safe, legal gun ownership and has fulfilled that promise. He goes on to say, this is, and again, this is an article from the past, blast from the past, if you know what I mean. Well-trained, responsible gun owner can save lives in the active shooter situations our country has seen too many times. Concealed carry permit holders have the necessary training to respond to a threat until law enforcement arrives to take over. A sensible, educated gun owner could even neutralize the threat by the time law enforcement arrives. And, of course, we've seen this time and time again, by the way. But this was an article that came out. Okay, I get it. So, hey, liberals, it's a responsible thing to do. It is. We have to shift the narrative. Gun ownership, legal ownership is the thing to do. Why should we flip to the narrative? Oh, too many repressive gun laws. BS. It's kind of like, do we run around and say, oh, we live in this great democracy. It's bad for the democracy if you do this. It's good for the democracy if you do that. Hey, we don't live in a democracy. We're not supposed to have a democracy in our government. It's a republic. We have a republican form of government, period. Representative, a dictatorship is democracy. Why should we be parroting that word? And that's the same attitude, same narrative here about gun. Legal gun owners should have guns. Get more guns. Remember what we were saying in California when Obama kept on coming down and the state kept on coming down with all these repressive gun laws? People were going out and buying more guns. Screw you. That's a level of defiance that has to be understood. And again, pick up the narrative. And that's what we're doing in New California. Responsible gun laws. Well, how about the Second Amendment as a responsible gun law? That's what they've done here in South Dakota. It can be done. And they've changed the narrative. It says, this constitutional carry legislation will further protect the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding South Dakotans. Hey, you're supposed to protect my rights. Right? My rights. South Dakota is the 14th state to remove the concealed carry permit requirement. It says 28 other states in the District of Columbia have a shall-issue system which grants permits to those who pass a background checks and other requirements. One place in South Dakota where gun owners will not be able to carry their firearms is in the State House in Prairie. State senators voted 22-10 this week against a bill that would have let permit owners carry guns in the State House and other state buildings. Republican Senator Stacey Nelson, the bill's sponsors, argued that the State House employees and lawmakers are at risk and that the State House is not a secure facility. There you go. Isn't that interesting? Well, I agree. Of course I agree. That's why I read the article. Shocking.
shocking that people actually do these things. You know, I'm just amazed that people don't pick up on so much, right? Here's Bernie Sanders, by the way, who's saying, it's the beginning of the end now. The beginning of the end for Donald Trump, according to Bernie Sanders. Well, Bern, good luck. No longer can you, I think, put up with the fact that you were cheated, because now it looks like you're going to be the front runner, but you'll probably be cheated by the Democratic Party, because they're not going to like you. But the other part of it is you're just going to be blown out by Donald Trump. That's really what's going to happen, is you will absolutely be blown out. Joe Scarborough says Trump would arrest him if he could. God, talk about a guy who's paranoid. Talk about a guy who's paranoid. MSNBC's Trump would arrest him if he could. Jeez. Okay. Let's encourage Trump to arrest him. What do you think? Let's encourage him. Trump would have a lot of fun with that, wouldn't he? I think he would. Just arrest Joe Scarborough. We're going to see this. There's a video clip. We're going to see if we can get this to play. Get rid of the commercial, of course. No commercials here. Yep. No commercials here. Here we go.
We are our constitutional republic, literally, and the institutions in it literally are being challenged every single day.
Did you hear what he said? Shocking! Shocking. He must listen. I can tell you, he must listen to Agenda 21 Radio. Listen to this in context now.
That's why we are our constitutional republic, literally, and the institutions in it literally are being challenged every single day by this would-be dictator.
I mean, basically, that sounds tough, doesn't it?
You tell
That's
me.
That's the word I
you
was
tell
going
me,
to use.
Does Donald Trump, would Donald Trump not do whatever he could do if he could get away with it? Seriously, if he could arrest every journalist he didn't like, if he could arrest us tomorrow, let me ask you a question. Do you think he would arrest us tomorrow? Do you think he would arrest the editor of the New York Times, the editor of the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos? Do you think he'd arrest him tomorrow and throw him in jail to silence him?
He felt like it.
Do you think
he
would? Because if you say he wouldn't, you're just lying to yourself. He will get away with whatever he can get away with. And he did this yesterday. Something extraordinary that hasn't been done in our lifetime. He did it because you Republican senators gave him a blank check.
Aha. No wonder he's ticked. It's all about Roger Stone. Right? So this is what his anger was about. This is what it says here. This is what it says. MSNBC's Morning Joe, namesakes Joe Scarborough, declared on Wednesday that would-be dictator President Trump would arrest journalists and send them to prison if he felt he could get away with it. Okay. Says Scarborough was angry about news surrounding Roger Stone and Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, and lashed out at Republicans who support Trump as a result on Tuesday. Four prosecutors withdrew from their post after senior leaders at the Justice Department said they would take the extraordinary step of overruling the prosecutor's judgment. Meanwhile, Trump on Tuesday also suggested that the Pentagon should review the conduct of Vindman. I didn't know that. I wonder why they should review the conduct of Vindman. Maybe they should. And he is the president, commander-in-chief of Vindman, unlike Joe Scarborough.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Nothing like a little slam dunk in the morning, right? If you like slam dunk. Anyway, that was brought to you by Slam Dunk. Ever heard? A lot of people haven't heard of them, or haven't heard of the whole slam dunk. Anime. There you go. Anime. That's what they call it. Anime. Or anime. So this is what the breakdown, by the way. We're going to get into this just for a second because we've got a short time frame here. Buttigieg and Sanders were waiting. Oh, this is Corey Lewandowski. Well, this is a one-minute little blurb. We'll see what we got on this one, how it's going to go. And here we go. So this is Corey Lewandowski.
There's no question tonight's winner coming out of New Hampshire, as the expectation game is played out, is clearly Amy Klobuchar. She had a big night for her. The loser is obviously Joe Biden, who left the state to fly to South Carolina to start campaigning down there. And Elizabeth Warren finished a distant fourth. We've already seen a couple candidates in the Democratic field drop out of the race, Michael Bennett, Andrew Yang. So the field is starting to get smaller. We see that the cream is rising to the top. Clearly, Joe Biden is not going to be the nominee, much to the chagrin of some of the establishment individuals from the Democratic Party. And it looks like Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, and now we can put Amy Klobuchar in that top tier of the presidential candidates on the Democratic side.
Corey, I'm just wondering about Biden. He had the event there in South Carolina. It was kind of an odd parting from New Hampshire in the middle of the day, announcing at the last minute he was leaving. Watching his remarks there from South Carolina, do you think he did himself some good, maybe repaired some of the damage, or no?
No, I really don't think so. Look, I think Joe Biden's campaign is fundamentally flawed. We've seen this now on both sides of the aisle many times. The perceived front runner, the media's front runner, someone who's held elective office in the past that they presumed would be a good national candidate, has just not caught on. And the Biden campaign in Iowa really fell flat. The Biden campaign in New Hampshire fell even more so. And so, look, the American people are smart. They know someone that probably shouldn't be their nominee. And I think the voters of New Hampshire have sent Joe Biden and his team a very clear message. It's time, after 36 years in the U.S. Senate and 8 years as the vice president, to finally retire from politics.
Yikes. Look, you are just tough on Joe. Of course, everybody wants to say that Sanders is the big winner. He's not. If you take a look at Buttigieg and Klobuchar, who are moderates, Sanders comes in at 29,208 votes. Buttigieg has 26,219. And Klobuchar's got 21,000, almost 22,000. 44 votes away from 22,000. So, you know. They win. They crush Bernie, actually. I mean, Bernie won it based upon the spread, but the bottom line is, and Elizabeth Warren, she's down there at 10,000. That's what I'm saying. Moderates win here. Socialists didn't.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
So the socialist at hand, you've got people going crazy. Of course, trying to make it seem like the president and Roger Stone and Bill Barr colluding, evildoers that they are. They're trying to flip the script, change the narrative. Of course, they know that the truth is that they've been scandalous and scumbags. And they're being called out, and they don't like it, and the president's large and in charge. Shocking. Yeah, this is only going to get worse for them. It really is. You know, Roger Stone, they show up in the middle of the night. He's in his bathrobe. There's more people armed to the teeth than there were the resistance at Benghazi. You know, you had six special operators to defend against the onslaught of thousands. And they did it, by the way. It cost four American lives, but they did it. Here's the deal. They show up with more people armed to the teeth than they did at Benghazi at Roger Stone's house. What's up with that? I mean, what? You see what I'm saying? There's something disproportional. Poor Roger. He's just, God, hey, you know, what's going on here, dudes? What's really going on? Real disproportionate. The real disproportionate. Anyway. A lot of things going on, and remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, of course. The state of the future. That's one of the things that people don't understand. We are happening as a new state. It's happening. Not when it could have, should have. It is happening right now. And that's the cool thing about what's going on with New California. So visit our website, NewCaliforniaState.com, and sign up. And get into the system so we know who you are. We can invite you to various and sundry activities. Lots of things going on. So check our calendar right now for the things that are going on. It's just amazing, all the different town halls. We probably, you know, we're getting up to like 20 town halls going on in just this month. That's a huge number. I'm shocked. Absolutely. Aren't you? I'm shocked about this. Anyway, we got a lot of things coming up. I think we're gonna do the Dave Hodges thing today. You know, just thought we'd do this. This, of course, is when I was on the Dave Hodges show just recently, and see if we got anything going on here. Yeah, Dave Hodges. You know, I did a show on Sunday night.
Common Sense Show, of course.
Oh,
and you know, I'm Dave Hodges. We're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time.
I start out the show, stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And he's talking about one enslaved mind.
As a member of the media at the end of this month.
Yep, there you go.
And this movement's getting closer to fruition. A 51st state. I know people are saying, that'll never happen. We'll have Paul address that. Actually, it is going to happen. And it's a good offset to the radical Democrats that are running California now. And they're going to just be a shell of themselves when they're all done. So anyway, before we go
Dave.
To Paul, just wanted to mention to you that we've got some people that pay the bills here.
Anyway, that's Dave's even got the bug, right? Anyway, so he's going to be with us in the next hour. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future, ladies and gentlemen. State of the future, New California State. And, of course, feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. A lot of people shocked by that. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our websites, two of them, newcaliforniastate.com or ncs51.com, and of course, a21r.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.